हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। Today I was planning to speak on prayer. Yesterday we were discussing about the mind and how the mind goes outward, or how the mind keeps dwelling on unnecessary things due to which it affects our chanting. The ultimate platform of religion is to learn to fervently offer prayers to the Supreme. The natural position of the living being is to understand his subordinate position to the Supreme Lord Krishna and to offer prayers to him in a very natural way. Those kind of prayers that the living being offers to Krishna are abundantly available in the scriptures. So, in every path like jnana, yoga and bhakti, there are some ingredients that are vital for attaining the success. And if any practitioner understands what are the vital principles to be followed in that particular path, and if he pays attention to it, and focuses on it, then such a person will very soon attain success. Like in the path of jnana, mental speculators, people focus on attaining the knowledge of Vedanta. They begin with the discrimination of soul and body, matter and spirit, and then gradually they understand the 24 elements in great detail and try to realize how the soul is different from all these material elements. In the same way, in the path of yoga, one performs severe penances, austerities, controlling the senses, following many, many rules and regulations. Lord Krishna very vividly gives in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the path of Ashtanga Yogi, step by step. In fact, the Yama and Niyama, the observances and the prohibitions, they are very vividly taught to the Ashtanga Yogis, in order to put a very solid foundation. In the same way, Bhakti Yoga also has its elements. Bhakti Yoga is a path of grace. It is not a path of knowledge or austerities. Knowledge and austerity is a byproduct or a corollary. Knowledge and renunciation is not the goal. We are not devotees of renunciation or devotees of knowledge. We are devotees of Krishna's bhakta vatsalyata. The bhakti that the living being feels in his heart is explained as the tenderness the living being feels for Krishna. And when the same tenderness is felt towards all living entities, it's called as compassion. So, in order to feel that tenderness towards Krishna, one has to cultivate the heart in a certain way. One has to prepare the heart in a certain way. Just like in the kitchen when they prepare halwa. One day in the early days, in those days for some period of time, Prem Nipur was head of the kitchen for about 3 months to 6 months. So one day I told him that, you know, now we want halwa for some program. So he said, Prabhuji, it is too late, you know. Now there is no one available and everything. Then I said, okay, now I will go and prepare in the kitchen immediately. I myself will prepare, I said, if no one is available. Then he said, no, Roji, you know, halwa can be made if you want in 20 minutes also. It's not a problem. But if you spend 2 hours, you know, then the halwa will be really nice, he said. So later on the cook was explaining to me how the same item can be prepared differently, isn't it? Like for example, to prepare halwa, we have to keep on, you know, frying the flour for a long period of time. Actually, you don't over fry it, you don't under fry it, it becomes like golden almost. In the same way, it requires patience. It requires attention, it requires patience. It requires care, it requires observation. It requires attentiveness in order to cook halwa very nicely. If you are a little inattentive, it becomes burnt. Similarly, if you are careless and you fail to observe, then it stuck on the bottom of the vessel. And if you are too impatient, then you take it out, then it is uncooked and not very tasty. You can see that. And if you forget to add the right ingredients, then it looks like halwa, but it is not sweet. Some essential ingredients are missing in it. In the same way, the chanting of the holy name also, we have to know what are the ingredients in it. So that we may be able to perform the path of bhakti yoga nicely. It is said in the path of bhakti yoga, we should pray to the Lord, we should beg for His mercy, and we should hope, and have hope against hope that one day the mercy will come. These are the natures of, with which a devotee is supposed to pray. And because all of us come from varied backgrounds, some of us may have a bent of knowledge or a bent of austerities or a bent of ritualistic tendencies. So because of these bends and because of lack of right attitude in approaching the Supreme Lord, sometimes the path of Bhakti Yoga may appear to be taking a very long time, because we are actually not set in the right groove. Even after coming to Krishna consciousness, even after coming to ISKCON society, we may be emphasizing on something that will not produce bhakti, because bhakti is completely independent. It doesn't depend on jnana, it doesn't depend on our austerities, it doesn't depend on our ritualistic performances. But these things are also prescribed. We perform rituals, we study knowledge, we perform austerities, all these things for one specific purpose. There is a reason why we do all these things. For example, if one, as I told you, one should beg for it, pray for it, hope for it, I said. For example, if you observe beggars, when you go to some temples, in the doorstep you find there are many beggars sitting there, isn't it? Not all of them get alms from the people. Whom do you give alms? One who's crying the most, or one whom you feel, you know, should be given. He needs it. When you feel like that, only he gets it, isn't it? So if he can somehow draw your attention in a way that can draw your compassion of your heart, then you will give him, isn't it? The beggar who is able to draw the compassion from your heart gets it, surely. Other people don't get it. Similarly, we perform the rituals, we study knowledge, we perform austerities to draw that compassion from the Lord's heart, to make Him become attentive to us. Prabhupada says, in Nishopanishad, there is a word which he says, one should become recognized by the Lord, he says. When I first read it, I was surprised with this word. What is this, becoming recognized by the Lord? Is it some sort of reputation or something? No. To become recognized by the Lord means by our services, we should please the Lord. By our attitude, we should please the Lord. By which He recognizes the living